And we are so excited because, as you remember, John, early this morning we talked to early bird fishing guide Jeff Sundin, and we talked about his excitement, and it was through the roof for opening fishing, yeah. Of course. Gave us some ideas for cooking, too. We've got the commish with us this morning. Sarah Stroman is the Minnesota DNR commissioner, and she's here to talk with us about the importance of fishing to the state of Minnesota. Commissioner Stroman, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, well, good morning. Thanks so much for inviting me today.
You're welcome. So let's go personal first. What does fishing mean to you?
Well, for me, fishing is really a family activity. It's something that my husband and my son and I all enjoy doing together. And we've done as a family since my son really was, since he could stand and walk and hold a fishing rod. So, you know, we have many, many good years of family memories out on the water or out on the shore. We do all kinds of fishing.
Speaking of kids, how, you know, that we've, over the years, we've seemed to have lost kids fishing. How are you doing things to maybe get people, kids to fish again?
Yeah, well, there are certainly things that we're doing at the DNR, and some of those things include making sure that we have good shore fishing opportunities. That's usually an easy way for kids to start fishing from shore, from a pier. So promoting those opportunities. We have some new online how to fish webinar kind of opportunities, so you can get some fishing tips online. And if other kids are like my son, they love watching YouTube videos and learning how to do things. And then there's also wonderful opportunities now through the schools and through organizations like BASS and the Student Angler Tournament Trail for kids to actually get out and fish competitively in school. And my son is fortunate enough to be one of those kids. So, you know, there's partners that are doing great work getting kids out too.
Yeah, that fishing in schools is just taking off.
It's remarkable. Yeah. I know my son started when he was pretty young. He was in middle school, and it's just really grown. And he's gained a really good network of friends actually from all over the state that he's fished with. And so they can keep up now through these apps that track their tournament scores and those kinds of things. So it's been a fun personal connector too.
You know, we're talking to you from the Mississippi River in Grand Rapids. Our studio's right on the banks here. We're right next to the public library that has a fishing pier in front, and you can check out a fishing pole and a tackle box out of the library here.
That is such a wonderful program. I actually wasn't aware of that. I was at the library walking along the river there in Grand Rapids not too long ago. So I wish I'd known we could have gone in and checked out a fishing pole. But you can do the same thing at many of our state parks, too. And I think cool. That's a wonderful way for people who don't have their own equipment to try it.
So I wonder if you'd talk a little more broadly what fishing means to the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, well, fishing, you know, is a time-honored tradition in Minnesota. I think there's, you know, the fishing opener has a lot of tradition around it, whether you fish with family or friends or, enjoy your community or whether you have travel that you do around it. And I think, you know, fishing also is big business for the state of Minnesota. It drives a lot of economic activity, whether it's through people traveling and staying at resorts, eating in restaurants, buying fishing equipment. We have a lot of fishing-related businesses here in Minnesota that are thriving. So it's that tradition, it's economics, and I think it's a community builder too for those communities that can bring people together and attract, especially young families, to live in those communities because they're wonderful outdoor opportunities.
We're talking with DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman today as we get ready for opening fishing. We asked our fishing guide that we talked to earlier today, Jeff Sundin, if he had any questions for you. So I'm going to ask you. Jeff wanted to know about your position on reducing statewide walleye bag limits from 6 to 4.
Yeah, well, that is an initiative that the DNR has been supporting. Our walleye bag limits haven't changed in a long time. And the reality is that the pressure is greatly increased than what it was when those limits were first set. We have a lot more people out on the water fishing, particularly in the winter, looking for a walleye. And I think certainly up in your area in Grand Rapids, you have seen the proliferation of wheelhouses in the winter. So it's one of those things that we can do to make sure there's still good opportunity and high quality opportunity for anglers to go out and catch a limit of fish, but also that we're preserving the resource for future generations.
So is it a secret where you're going, or are you going up to Otter Tail?
I am going up to Otter Tail. Yes, I'll be headed up later today. So I'm looking forward to that.
Looks like you're going to have some nice weather, so you don't need to bring your snowmobile suit, I don't think.
Well, you know, I have learned pack for yeah. all kinds of surprises on the opener. So I'm hoping I don't need it, but I have to admit it's in my bag.
I wonder if you talk a little bit about kind of an initiative by the DNR to be more inclusive and include all of Minnesotans in outdoor activities and fishing.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this initiative. And I think one of the things that, you know, we've recognized about a lot of the stories and the media and the images that we see about the outdoors is you don't see a lot of diversity in those photos. And you know, personally, as a woman, I've seen that. You know, there are fewer photos of women, there are fewer photos of young girls, and there are certainly fewer photos of people of color. And so one of the things that we're trying to do through this new initiative is create a platform for diverse outdoor enthusiasts to share their stories, to share the ways that they love to experience the outdoors, and to share photos with us. So we're inviting people to visit our website, and the campaign is hashtag MyMNOutdoorAdventure, and you can actually upload some photos or stories about your favorite outdoor opportunities, favorite activities, favorite places. And I'm really excited to see the stories that we get.
Before we go, would you like to remind us about opening fishing weekend, like licenses, PFDs, AIS, all that stuff?
Yes, very important things to remember. Certainly, you want to have your fishing license. We do require fishing licenses in the state of Minnesota. And I know a lot of people took our advice and got licenses early. But if you haven't gotten yours, you want to get that before you head out on the water. You want to do all of your boat safety checks before you get that boat on the water. So make sure that you have your PFDs on. Make sure that you're wearing your PFDs, too, while you're out on the water. The water is still cold. And if you have a fall, nobody plans for that. But if you do, you want to have a life jacket on for sure. So that's important to do. And then when you take your boat out of the water, to make sure that you clean off the weeds, make sure you drain your live wells, pull the plug on the boat, and get rid of any unwanted bait so that we can keep our waters clean for the future.
Now, just between us, Commissioner, is the governor a good fisherman?
Or, yeah, you can be honest. Nobody's listening.
No, I have to say that I think when we were in Albert Lea, I have to say, I think the governor outfished me.
Oh, boy.
So I know I have some work to do here in Otter Tail County. So I've been doing a little research, and I'm hoping to come back out on top.
Yeah, let's kick his butt this year.
Sarah Stroman, Minnesota DNR Commissioner, thank you so much for your time today.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That is a Strong Women conversation made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.